Come on. How many knows He has time for me? Do I have time for Him? Oh, say amen. Listen, I charged the first service that before this year's out, you have that intimate time with the King. That you start to spend that time alone with Him. To shut off your phone or put this away if you got kids that, hey, this is mom time or this is dad time. That truly you have a time alone with God. Because I really believe that He wants to do more in our midst. He wants to do more through our lives. In Psalm 43, I'm going to start with verse 5. Psalm 42, verse 5. Many of you know this portion of Scripture. David is speaking. He says, Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for He shall yet praise Him, for He is the help of my countenance. I mean, as David's speaking to himself, and this is really one of the good times that we need to. Now, if you do it too often, you look kind of strange. But there are times that you need to say, hey, why am I down? Why am I this way? Usually when you're down, your countenance will follow. Say amen. Truthfully, he's speaking to say, soul, why are you quiet? Hope in God. Our only hope is in God. There are times that you can put some faith in people. They might be able to see you through for a time. But I'm here to tell you, sooner or later, your only hope is God alone. People will pass on. People will move on. But God will be with you. When you put your hope in God, you'll never be disappointed. I said you'll never be disappointed. We need to have a fresh start in our relationship with Him. I shared with the first service that, listen, we can't eat moldy manna anymore. Now, I ask this question here. How many of you ever had bread in your little thing, wherever you put it, and maybe it was behind the other stuff, and it got a little bit old? What happens when bread gets old? It what? It molds. It gets hard. Crusty. How many of those that's really not that appetizing? It's really not that appetizing. Now, if you're really hungry, sometimes you may have to use what you have. But truthfully, if you're going to offer that to your guests, how many of those that's not the greatest thing? How many want to have people come over and you offer up moldy, old, stale bread? None of us in here, I don't think, really would want that or want to be the recipient of it. Because that will make you feel just as awkward as the person who was dishing it out, true? Say amen. When everything's offered by Thanksgiving, be like, oh Lord, this is going to be difficult here, amen? Say amen. But if our spiritual life is just living in the past or on old manna, we are only offering old manna. We're offering people something that's already been when we need fresh revelation. Do you know what? You could read John 3:16 every day and get a new revelation out of just that verse alone. But it's that time you spend with the King. There's a freshness there. Believers need a freshness in their life. We need to finish strong in Him. Say amen. David's declaring, hey, why am I cast down, soul? You need to hope in God. Our only hope is in Him. You can't put it in the government. You can't put it in the church. You can't put it in people. You have to put it in God. Now, hopefully you'll find some hope and encouragement in the house. But we need to trust in Him. There needs to be that place where, like, we go back, because I've seen this. I've seen a discipleship shift in people from not trusting in truthfully the God, but trusting in whatever somebody else says about God. Whatever happened to the time where you got saved and you studied to show yourself approved? The time you got saved and says, you know, I want to read this for myself. Now it's like, no, let the pastor read it. Let me just take a few notes and that's all the revelation I'll ever get. You need more revelation than that. You need to spend that time with Him. We need to get back to that place where, like, I'm seeking the Lord while He may be found. Like I've shared before, my preaching will get better when your hearing gets better. In Psalm 42, look at verse 1. As the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you. Now, many of you read this portion before. But it's like this, when I have a devotion, it's like I'm so thirsty, I gotta go after God. As a deer, as an animal that's thirsty and finds water, that animal's gonna drink until he or she is satisfied. Then taste and see the Lord is good. Amen? It's like when I inquire that taste, it is good. I want more of it. It's like a stream of living water. Today this world is polluted in every facet. Everything that used to be called holy and sanctified is now degraded to some degree. The enemy's trying to pollute every area. He's going after our children and our young people like never before. But where's the righteous standard? Where's the cleansing power in the homes? It comes from the individual who's tasted and seen, who has a fresh water flowing from them. Say amen. Listen, you could just be walking this planet, doing nothing wrong, and still need to be bathed in the Word. The washing of the Word. Just being on this planet will make you dirty. You'll hear something, you'll see something. Something will go on. We need that area. Like David said, as I'm seeking after, I want to come after Him all that way. It's like a thirsty soul. Well, as we finish this year, we need that. We need to continue in that area. In Psalm 36, verse 10 says this, "Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart." Say amen. Jeremiah says this in Jeremiah 2, verse 13, "For my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewn to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns who hold no water." Lord, I don't want to be that way. It's like being a cracked pot and hopefully you're holding up some glory, some fresh water. Well, you know what happens when the bottle's broke? It spills out quickly. And then what you can hold on to is not enough. God spoke to Jeremiah and says, "There's some two things that are wrong with my people. More than ever, listen to me, we need to change. We can't be cracked pots for Jesus." Oh, say amen. We can't be cracked pots for Jesus. When Jeremiah spoke, he said, "Listen to me." God said, "Hey, listen, the people committed two evils. They've forsaken me and now they're broken cisterns." Listen, we need to have the Lord patch us up in these days. Say amen. How many of you can't be in the presence of God and not be mended? In Jeremiah 17, verse 13 says this, "O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those that depart from me, they shall be written in the earth because they've forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water." All of us in here need to have an intense desire to seek after God. When we need to start it now, not at the beginning of the year, then Lord, I'm going to have that area. Lord, mend those things. Many times when we hear the Word, we like leak out quickly. Say amen. How many of us, we need to hold that water. We need to retain those things. Like the word you heard earlier, we need to retain those things. The Word is true. He's a deliverer. He's a healer. All those things that the Lord has is something that we possess in this human vessel here, this earthen vessel. I believe that this coming year will be a year that God wants to bless. I really do. I really do. I believe He wants to bless His people so they in turn can reach a world for Christ. More than ever, Jesus has become the best kept secret. And the virus should not keep us silent. It shouldn't keep us silent. We need to declare His goodness. How are they going to know unless somebody speaks the Word? Say amen. Listen, we need to get back to those things. Now, I know that there's problems. I know there's a pandemic. But we can pray, bless God. We can still reach out. I said we can still reach out. People still need the Lord. Amen. In every generation, they had to deal with some type of struggles. And if there's any generation that we have more medical help, it's this one we live in. Could you imagine not having a hospital at all to go to? Or any help on any level? I mean, we have a whole lot of stuff out there. Is it perfect? No. But I thank God for doctors and nurses. I know several that know the Lord. I like it when they pray for me when I had surgery. Say amen. But what's our spiritual desire? In Psalm 42 verse 2, my soul thirsts for who? Can we declare that and live that out? My soul thirsts for God. I know people who get up in the morning and thirst after sports. Now, I don't have a problem with sports. I enjoy watching here and there. There are some people who thirst after it. There are some people who thirst after this or this or this. Christians should thirst after their God. Amen? If you thirst after God, you won't be satisfied with anything less. God has never offered you any moldy manna. Say amen. He's never offered you water that you couldn't drink. Taste and see He's good. I always like in the Old Testament when they gathered up the food. Every day they had to go out and get the fresh manna. If they tried to keep it overnight, it molded. And He said on the weekend, on Friday, gather up twice as much for the weekend. I mean, it's a good parallel that every day we need to taste and see the Lord is good. Amen? Give us today our what? Did Jesus say that just to say it? Or is there a truth in that? There's a key to unlock our lives in that. David is speaking a word. Notice how David, that could only have the Holy Spirit come about, he didn't have the full indwelling like we got. We got it all. Do you know that? We got the completed Word of God. Yet David thirsted after God. It should be an example for all of us that we need to move in that way. Oh, somebody say amen. We need to continue in those things with an intense desire. It's like this, an overwhelming sense of what? I got to get with God. The Lord shared with me about a month ago. I was really praying. I want to see more miraculous in our services as natural. Just like breathing. Amen? The one thing He shared with me is that we have to desire it more than the people want it. That means, Lord, I'm going to get with You and spend that time with You. Because I want it for them. Can you see Jesus doing that? He said to His Father, I see them, they're like sheep without a shepherd. He saw another dimension. That He saw how the people needed healing. And He brought it to them. I want to see that also. How many want to have that intense desire to see people touched? Then it will cost you. It'll cost you private time. You'll say in your heart, you know, Lord God, I'm being filled with Your Spirit. I want them touched. I can see what Jesus did when He went on top of the mountain. He received what He had. His Father wanted people to touch so bad. He said, Son, go pray for them. Hallelujah. Jesus said this, I only do what I see my Father do. He was the exact representation. Well, you know what? I got some areas to go, but I see Jesus doing that. I want to do that. Oh, somebody say amen. We want to model ourselves after Christ. This only comes with intimacy. It only comes in that place that you're alone with God, with the living God, and with you when you receive what you need. Say amen. Come on, we got all the tools. We just got to put them into practice. Say amen. And one thing that's there, it's like if you're down and feeling down, it's kind of hard to really pray for somebody else in faith. Say amen. I share with the first service, like if you come up to the altar, it's like this. You got problems, I got problems too. How many of us, we had a little struggle there. How many of us, sometimes you got to like, hey, maybe you're the one that needs the prayer. No, when you come up, it should be, I have faith to believe God's able to touch. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. And you ever notice that when you're joyful, you have more energy? Yes or no? David's speaking, so why you hope in God? We need that today. The church needs that. The world needs to see that it's great to serve the Lord. I see people cheering for everything out in life. We need to speak that on their God. I'm glad when they said, let's go in the house of God. Say amen. Each time, listen to me, we appear, we must appear before our King. It's something that we need to do. In Exodus 23, verse 17, it talked about this. It talked about the males, that three times a year, all the males shall appear before the Lord. Why? So He could put a good examination down. Sometimes we don't even want to appear before Him. I've noticed this, when people start to hide, they flee. When people don't want to be found out, you don't see them around anymore. How many of you can't hide from God? You may try to fool the people, but you can't hide from God. Listen to me, you'll hear somebody else praying in a restaurant three tables over when you're backslidden. Amen? He'll send a servant by to your place sooner or later. What are you going to do? Blow them off? Get mad at them? Come on. How many of the Lord wants people to return? He's married to the backslider. But the truth is that we need to come before Him. And when we do, listen to me, how do we come? We need to come with that joy and strength. Soul, why you cry within me? I can't let my circumstance only dictate how I'm going to respond. Yes, I know when somebody passes, I weep with those who weep. I do. I feel sorry that they're no longer here. But on the other side, it's like, man, they're in glory. So, amen? So I miss them, but man, they're surely happy now. So there's an area between there. It's like, Lord, help me. Sometimes when I see people's dreams and they're not fulfilled yet, I feel for that. But I know that God will have a way in every person's life. I said He'll have a way in every person's life. Each one of us need to be strengthened in Him. Say amen. Today there's strife all over. Who agree? How many see that there's dissatisfaction today? Nobody? Everybody? How many knows the world is even dissatisfied in itself? The other day I was in the store and I was waiting in line like y'all, and I heard these two guys talking. And man, they were cussing here. But one thing the one guy said to the other, he goes, man, it seemed like the end is near, and I don't even know what that is. And I'm standing in line, I'm thinking, gosh, I know what that is. Even the world can pick up that things are happening. They just don't know what. But for the church, it should be a great motivation for spiritual hunger. If there's a dissatisfaction in this world, then man, we need to show that He is good. Taste and see that He's good. But if we're down in our countenance and we're always that sad sack, why does the world want what we have? When Jesus brought, He brought life. Do you know Jesus was happy? It was the joy set before Him that He endured the cross. That's pretty awesome, amen? Didn't He say the joy of the Lord is your strength? Sometimes you can get happy in God and it'll make somebody mad. Why'd you get all so happy? Some of you will try to pick on it. Now you're so happy. Every time you come over here, you bring joy. I want no joy in my life. How much we need to be that? Say amen. We can all have moments where we may say something we regret. How many have ever done that? But those should be far and few between nowadays. Say amen. Amen. The remedy for our weakness is to spend time with Him. Unrest, impatience of soul, we need to learn and trust in God alone. Oh, that's good. Amen. Each one of us, it's like sometimes where is God? During times of temptation, it usually comes in times of trouble. I've seen it over and over. There's a growing number of enemies all over the place. Doubt, anxiety, questions, you name it. It's all forced on our soul. But the truth is that, listen, even the feeling that God's forsaken us is all out there. But we have to declare, listen to me. No, if God before me, who can be against me? I should never let the feeling that God's a mile away sink in because I'm seeking after Him. Come on. When you're seeking after Him, you don't have to feel like He's so far away. Seek and you'll what? Find. Listen to me, it's only when we're in that middle place the enemy tries to toy with us. We're not in the world, but we're not serving Him like we should. We're kind of here. We're like a target in the middle. And the enemy will bombard your mind and your thoughts with everything that's contrary to get you off track. But if you spend that intimate time, I mean, it doesn't matter. If I say this, say I spent time with Scott this week, and the enemy said, well, you didn't spend time with Scott. How much I can rebuke that thought? No, I just spent time with him. I was with him. Can you see how instantly you can come against what the enemy tries to seed? But what about if you haven't? Well you, God doesn't love you. Well, I don't know how Scott feels about me. Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while. Maybe he doesn't like me. How many of us can start to believe those unbeliefs? Listen, if every day is current, you know what? You have nothing to worry about. And many times if it's current with God, you can start to trust him at a deeper level. Like, even if it hasn't worked out totally yet, it's in his hands. God will take care of it. How many of us, there's a quiet confidence that comes with that, that God will see you through, that no weapon formed against you. To me, I look at death this way. When God's finished with you here, he has a right to take you home. To me, it's just a graduation. It's a graduating class of whatever. That you're not finished there. You're not going to get to heaven and just sit and do nothing. Say amen? We're good at expressing our complaints. What about our expressions of faith? Come on. How many of us we need to speak that? Now, I share this with the first service. I'm redoing some of our home, and it's like a 7-year project. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Little by little, here we go. Well, right now we're starting to work a little bit on our kitchen, and I had these light fixtures that I'm putting up, but they didn't come with any trims or lamps with them. They were a special size, so the bigger ones come with it. The ones I needed, they don't come with it. So I'm looking, I'm like, well, they want $7 for this, they want X amount of this. It comes to almost $12 a light fixture. I got 40 of them in the house. So I started to do the math. How many think, oh man, Lord, that's a lot of money just to spend on that stuff. You can multiply it out. So I'm like, Lord, you're able, amen? Well, I have this thing that if you take care of God's house, he'll take care of your house. I've lived that. I've lived that in my life. So I said, Lord, I've taken care of your house. I've taken care of your light fixtures. I'll leave that to you. Well, my wife and I were traveling, and we went to one of those resale stores. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We pulled into one, and going through, they have little knickknacks here and there. And I look on the shelf, and I'm like, hey. I walk over to it. I pick it up. They have 40 of what I need for $1 a piece. All brand new. Somebody turned in them all. I have them in my house. $40. All the light fixtures. Say amen. For some people that may mean nothing. For me it's like, praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise. Say amen. You get a little movement in your step there. How many of you can do it in God? God knows what you need even before you ask. He can do it at the grocery store. He can do it at the mall. He can do it anywhere. How many of us, the Lord knew what I need? Amen? Isn't it great the way that... How many of us, that comes from intimacy? That, Lord, this is the way the world goes. Lord, I want to go your way. And he's no respecter of persons. Doesn't he say, taste and see I'm good? Notice is that we have to taste. But if we have broken cisterns, we have broken pots, how can we even have that air? All we get is a few drips when God wants to fill the vessel. Israel, he said, you're broken because you've forsaken me. Hear me on this. Your spirit is only designed to take in what is of God. How many of us, we got the Holy Ghost in there. We need to feed that spirit nature, that spirit man. Come on. It's the Word of God that needs to be in us. How many of us, it changes us. It renews our mind. But it all comes from that intimacy. How many want something fresh? Now, how many of you ever had fresh bread from the bakery? It doesn't last long. But those few moments when you got it, say amen. I mean, is this a good thing? It's like you can tell the difference. Now, some of you used to bake your own bread. That's a little bit of work, but it's good. It rises like, oh man, Lord, thank you. I know when my grandmother was alive, she was one that made everything from scratch. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Pies, you name it. And she'd make the crust and all the little loopings and all that. I'm like, and real, man, when was apple pie? We're talking that thick apple pie, you know? And my grandmother was one where if the neighbor was sick, what did they do? They bake something and go over and true? That's the type of, now it's like you don't even know who your neighbors are. Say amen. The truth is that we've forgotten that we can be a blessing. The more I get with God, the more He calls us to be a blessing to others. Say amen. Listen, when we get with Him, we have good grounds for a confidence that God will deliver us. He will help us because I've been with Him. Now, who likes to go out for dinner? Okay. How many like having somebody serve you and they take all the dishes away and you pay the bill and you leave and praise the Lord? Let me see your hand. How many know some things can get expensive if you eat out a lot? It's true. But there are times where it's just, I don't want to cook. Somebody else can cook. I'm just going to order from there. But when you order it, you expect it to come in a certain amount of time. True? You expect the whoever's going to serve you to be there soon. True? How many ever sat in the restaurant and they overlooked you or didn't know you were there? Those minutes seem like hours. Amen? We went to one. We had early breakfast and my wife and I came in and there was three people working. It wasn't that big of a place, but they didn't see us sit down. About 5 minutes, I'm like, 10 minutes, it's like, 15 minutes, I'm ready to go. So I finally got up and I go, ma'am, I don't know if you guys knew that we were sitting. Oh, no, we didn't see you come in. I'm thinking, that's the first thing I'd change about your restaurant. I'd teach your people to be observant. I mean, some people don't understand that principle. They've never had that type of job. We need to be observant. Say amen. The closer I get to God, the more He starts to focus in on others too. Jesus, when He came, He saw the multitudes. He observed what was going on, and He knew what to do to meet the needs of the people. That only comes with the closeness of God. Because all of us can say, we've been times that we've been running to and fro, and all of a sudden do our time, do our thing, and be out. Yes or no? Because we've all got agendas, we all got things to do. Sometimes we got to slow down for a minute. Maybe that person needs a little prayer. Maybe I can bring an encouraging word before I go. Say amen. I'm glad that all the gifts of the Spirit are in operation. I enjoy hearing from God, and not just from me, too. I enjoy a prophetic word given from the Spirit of Almighty God. It ministers grace. But each one of us need to begin our day with Him. Say amen. In Psalm 42, look at verse 4. When I remember these things, I poured out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitudes. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise. David saying, listen to me, it's good. I used to go with the multitudes. Where? To God's house. How many knows God's house is still here? Do you know Jesus has never missed church? Before we showed up, said, if two or three get there, I'm in the midst. Do you know I'm confronted every time I come into His house? He's here. Well, He's too big to be contained in this building. Well, He showed up because I was here. He showed up because you were here. Say amen. And David recalls, oh, so glad. Man, I get to go in God's house with joy and praise. You can bring it to the house. If there's no praise on where you're going, then bring the praise on. Get your praise on. You can bring the joy with you. How many of us, it changes the environment. He's already spoken to Himself. So why are you quiet within me, man? We need to go to God's house with joy and praise. Now, I walked out with 40 trims and bulbs. Say thank you. Amen. My hands were full with blessing. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. They were just what I need. The exact amount that I needed. And bless God for 40 bucks. Thank you, Jesus. They were still in the original wrappers. They were brand new. Brand new. And they were calling out to me, "Tom!" Right here. A big light came from heaven and shined on the shelf. Amen? How many of those, when your blessing comes, you need to take your blessing? I said, you need to take your blessing. Oh, no, you don't listen. You taste and see that He's good. In that intimate time, why did He care about that? What spiritual thing has they got to do with anything? It's because He cares for my house too. Amen? And that brought thanksgiving to heaven, meeting my needs. Hallelujah. And I didn't care who heard either. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus, you're awesome. In our intimate time, we need to have joy and praise going on. Come on, in heaven, they rejoice. All heaven rejoices over one person who repents. Think about it. Look how current heaven is. And we're not talking about just America people coming. We're talking about worldwide. Can you imagine the celebration that continues to go on in heaven? Awesome God. Awesome God. I have to believe if you were there and that was your view and you're seeing all the greatness of God, you're like, oh, it's so good, God. We have to have that in our hearts. And we also need to rejoice over people who get their life right. But it's just an expression of what I already have and who I am. I'm just giving voice to it. I have the joy and now I'm letting that joy out. I already have the praise. I'm letting the praise out. We let a lot of things out that we shouldn't. Say amen. I mean, sometimes we need to curb that. To be faithful to God's house is something. And verse 4 says this, I went with them to the house of God. Did Jesus go to church or not? I asked that the people would say, well, we don't need to go to church anymore. We're the church in the world. Did Jesus go to church or not? Did He? Oh, so you're greater than He is? Wonder why He wrote to the church of Thessalonica, the church of Ephesus, the church of Corinth, the church of Ephesia. How many of those, all these are still churches? There were churches in the day. He writes to the church of Lighthouse. Do you know that? I got the full book of it. It's called your Bible. When He addresses the seven churches in the book of Revelation, He addressed the churches and members in particular. We're still in the church age. Here's the next thing I ask people who say, well, we don't need to assemble. That tells me all the gifts of the Spirit operate in your life alone because you don't need anyone else. Nobody is that good. There isn't a pastor, preacher, priest that's that good. We need the body. I said we need the body. You can't be separate and think you're all that. Pride keeps us. We need one another. We need to say it's good when they said. We shouldn't let COVID keep us from fellowshipping. It's isolated too many. I understand the pandemic. I understand the struggles that go with it. But we also still need to assemble. Say amen? Because each one of us matter in the kingdom. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be a pain to go to church. Oh, gotta go to church today. Oh. In Psalm 84, verse 10 says this, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. In Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of our God. In 1 Chronicles 29, verse 3, moreover, because I've set my affections on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I've prepared for His holy house. my own special treasure, silver and gold. David wanted to build God a house. God said, David, you can't. You're a man of war, but your son, he'll build me one. He goes, since I can't build it, I'll help fund it. Each one of us have a part. I shared this with the first service. I'm believing this year we can pay this building off. We owe $128,000. I'm praying that we'll be able to pay this off this year. As the new year starts, I'm going to lay out a little bit here. I'm not a professional fundraiser. I will never beg for funds. That's not who I am. I'm not. I'm going to present the need. I'll show us how we can do it as a body. And will you believe with me that we can do it? Will you? It won't be a stretch for any one of us. I really believe God will do it. He shared with me, I was in prayer last night, and he says this to me. He goes, I want to prosper my people so they can reach out like never before. So I want you to believe that this coming year. Amen? That our prosperity is to bless. How many believe that? Since Jesus became poor for my sake, that I might become rich, then I want to walk in it. Hallelujah. How many believe that $120,000 can happen? How many believe it can happen? I need people that believe in faith. Yeah, that can happen. Be it unto your faith. Be it unto your faith. I'm going to believe that this year. I like to say, you know what? We owe no man nothing but love. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, God is good. When I trust in Him, He'll see me through. Now let me get back to my moldy bread situation. The only reason I bring that up is because in our little, we have this little corner cabinet. And there's bread in there. Well, there was a loaf that was behind the other bread. And it was, you know, probably two-thirds gone. It was a little thing. And I looked in there and, like, I pulled it out. And I looked, it's been in there a little bit. Now, I have a clean home. But it was back there. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I opened it up and it was hard. It wasn't moldy, but it was stiff. And as soon as I touched it, it was breaking off. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not keeping this. Say amen. I have other provision. It isn't like that's my last piece. But I thought to myself, how many times have I went on yesterday's manna? Or yesterday's revelation? Or offered the Lord some bread that's really not? How many of my praise needs to be new every morning? Come on. How many of you can praise sometimes and not have your heart in it? Oh, nobody knows what I'm talking about. We can sing the words, but we're still thinking about other things. Well, in particular, I tossed that out. Didn't take me much. Because there was new, fresh bread sitting right in front of it. Amen? When you taste and see how good He is, you don't want something that's moldy or old. That's why continually each day, when King David wrote, he had a battle within him in Psalm 42. But his face rested on the promises of God. We need to arm ourselves with an invincible courage with the same spirit. Amen? The devil may chide you. He may try to hit you in your weaknesses. But God's grace will see you through. Even when it comes to evil thoughts, rise up from that and have thoughts of God. Do that battle. You'll have a battle within sometimes. Sometimes you'll feel like this hasn't happened or God isn't here or your kids went haywire for a time. Trust in the Lord. Amen? You can have that quiet confidence. I want to be to the place where my enemies are at the same table as me with Jesus. And I ignore the enemy and I dine in the presence with Him. Doesn't it say you'll dine in the presence of your enemies? That means they're in proximity, but it's me and the Lord. Hallelujah. And I've had more miracles manifest in that time of intimacy in the midst of all the chaos. He silences it. Hallelujah. And it's amazing who He removes from the table when He wants closeness with you. Oh, I can preach that. How many knows He'll move that out of the way? If that's bothering you during our time, I'll deal with that. My job is to get with Him. Are you enjoying this message? There are times that we need to be patient and just trust in God. He's our quiet confidence and hope. Hallelujah. Now, back to my light story. If they were a couple bucks a piece, I probably would have splurged and just went out and bought them. But since it was so much money for just one particular thing, I kind of put it on hold. Do you agree? There are times we rush into something when we need to have a little more time of prayer for it. Sometimes you might be able to handle some of it yourself, but it isn't God's best. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we need to just, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. I don't want to take this on for myself or my own results. I'm so glad it was far beyond what I was able to do. Then, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Then you're able. How does healing manifest for somebody else? It's a miracle. But God's a miracle worker. Hallelujah. How can I bring that life, Lord, your life? Then I want to have a pot that's mended and whole. Amen? How many ever broke a light bulb before? How many are what I call the breaker? You just drop stuff. I drop stuff all the time. I don't know why, but I drop stuff. In my home, if you drop stuff, we do this. You're a breaker. Yes, you are. My wife will follow me around. You're a breaker. You're absolutely right. Amen? I dropped a bulb the other day, smashed it all over. I'm like, dude, I got to clean it up. Sometimes it's hard to replace what you break. But I've learned this, that if you're broken by the Lord, He's only mending you back together. He's changing your vile pot to something great. And I've never noticed the Lord just to make it like it was. He makes it anew. Sometimes you have to go through some deep things only because you're getting carved out a little deeper. Your well's going a little bit deeper. You're finding some new fresh water. And I've learned this, deep cisterns bring forth still water. Sometimes you may be the only calming effect in somebody's life. But that intimate time brings great calmness. God imparts true treasures into your spirit. I'll close with this. In Psalm 42, verse 6, it says, O my soul, my God, is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you in the land of Jordan. It's like this. I remember him in life's battles. Nehemiah 4, 14. I remember him at the night in Psalm 63, verse 6. I remember him when I was young. Ecclesiastes 12, 1. I remember him in times of trouble. Psalm 46, 1 and 2. Each one of us need to remember him. That when I have that time, it's like I'm close to him. And when I'm not, I have a memory of him. It's constantly working so I don't forget the promises. We've probably forgotten as much as we know. And the older we get, we've probably forgotten more than what we've learned. Say amen. I was at the store not too long ago. I got rid of this old car I had, and it had the old crank windows. Anybody remember those? No, everybody's got power windows now. I rolled the window down, and the girl at the checkout or the line goes, oh, isn't that so cute? Like she never saw... I had my nephew in the car, and we're driving, and he's looking for the button. How do you roll the window down? I go, it's called the crank. It's right there. And he looked at it and went, like he couldn't imagine. Yeah, you just go like that. It goes down. It's like it was so foreign. Say amen. How many knows, Lord, let me be current with you. Let me not just go on what was old either. Let me be current with you. Taste and see that he is good. We need to remember he is good. I'll close with this scripture. In Psalm 46, 1 and 2, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, even though the earth be removed. Even though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, how many of us, we should not be moved. That if we're current, we need to finish strong. Intimacy needs to be our portion. And I'll ask this to you. How many here want people touched in a supernatural way? Will you spend the time in prayer to see the manifestation publicly? Jesus did it. I'm working on it. That I want to see what God wants to do every service we have. Full blown, what He wants. Anybody with me? Secondly is, how many need to have the joy of the Lord as your strength? You have to take that battle within sometimes the thoughts, this and that. Say, no, hope in God. How many sometimes need to remember what He's done in the past He'll do again for you? Not live in the past, only remember. Hallelujah. And third thing here is, we need to come to the house with praise and joy upon our lips. How many need to set the tone? You can set the tone in your home. You can set the tone at your work. You can set the tone at church. Amen? You can come in with a joy of, hey, He's a good God. Hallelujah. It'll change the environment. How many are going to finish strong this year? Not wait for a resolution. No, I'm going to do it. Let me see your hand. Then I can count on you. It will change not only Lighthouse, it'll change our world. And last thing here is I really believe the Lord wants to pour out like never before. He's not in heaven going, I don't know what to do. He's not in heaven going, oh, this is too great for me. No, He's Lord of all. He is preparing privately to manifest publicly. But He will share with His prophets, those who love Him, His secrets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enjoy this morning. I'm sorry I went a little long. Lift your hands towards heaven. Father, thank You for Your Word. Lord, Your unchanging Word. Then, Lord, we declare, Lord, by surrender, that we'll spend that intimacy with You. Lord, we don't want to be declared like Jeremiah did, that Israel was broken and they forsook God. Lord, help us, Lord God, to seek You, our daily bread. And Lord Jesus, the times that we feel that internal struggle, that battle, the thoughts that we may rage, that Lord, we'll have that quiet confidence in You, that Lord, You will take it, taste and see Him good. Come and dine with Me. Lord, let us take advantage of our time, our intimacy with You. And Lord, I pray a blessing over this congregation. Lord, go with each one in strength and power. And Lord Jesus, work through us in Your mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Come on. How many knows He has time for me? Do I have time for Him? Oh, say amen. Listen, I charge the first service that before this year's out, you have that intimate time with the King. That you start to spend that time alone with Him. To shut off your phone or put this away if you got kids that, hey, this is mom time or this is dad.